Chris Barber both talking and playing trombone there, and now back to the German musician Ulf Krüger talking about his adolescence.
After World War II, all the intellectual young people, of course, were into swing music. And then there was the second wave from England, the traditional jazz boom, Ken Collier and Chris Barber. That kind of music was a bit wilder and more unorganized, you see, and so younger people loved it because it was wild and crazy. And by the mid of the 50s, Hamburg, which is officially called Freie und Hansestadt, was called then Freie and Barberstadt, Barber City, you see, because Chris Barber was really big in Hamburg. And then it was Lonnie Donegan, and then it was Beat. The intellectual youngsters had jazz, but the rockers, as they were called here, the teddy boys, as you say in England, they didn't have anything because rock and roll wasn't played on the radio. Skiffle, yes. Trad jazz, yes. Especially the very poppy part of traditional jazz. I mean, Strangers on the Shore and things like that. So they had some Elvis. They had some white rockers, so-called rockers, Paul Anka and so on. But they didn't have Little Richard. They didn't have Jerry Lee Lewis. They didn't have anything, you see. But in 58, it was Bill Haley who came to Hamburg. The youngsters, of course, were enthusiastic. And some of them destroyed a couple of seats. So that was, of course, not liked by the government and by the establishment. And so they banned rock and roll definitely from Hamburg.